as we learn Hilchas Erevin now in the morning Kailul, I would like to Be'ez Hashem give an overview in Erevin, just an overview as in all the parts that have to go in. Obviously it's not possible to include all the Prate Dinim, but as we're learning now Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach, that's one part of the Dinim of the Mechitzes. There are many types of Erevin. These Eruvei Tchumen, which we're not going to speak about. Eruvei Tchumen is a very negay now. In the summer, you go to bungalow colony, you want to walk to the next bungalow colony, you want to take a walk or down the road. You can only walk 2,000 Alpayim Amos from the city, from the bungalow colony. These are Machlokes Rishonim, if it's Deraisa, if it's Derabanan. That's the din of Eruvei Tchumen. What'd say?
Is Eruvei Tchumen related to the Agalus? We learned it from the Agalus before?
We learn it from the Mon. But it's a Shailos if it's a Deraisa Derabanan. Rashi of Anart says that it's only Mashmoyis, but it's not Deraisa. Other Rishonim hold that it's Deraisa. Chlekes Rishonim if it's Deraisa. But that's not really, that's not relevant to us. We're going to be speaking about being able to carry on Shabbos and not be over the Issar Tzah. The discussion of Eruvei Tchumen is really where you can walk, where you can't walk. Obviously, there's another Erev. There's Erev Tavshilin, which we're also not talking about. There's a discussion why it's even called an Erev. What we're going to focus about is Eruvei Chatzeres, which is one part of being able to carry. Meaning to say, even if you have a proper mechitza, you have it walled in, you're in a bungalow colony, there's a gate literally around the whole entire bungalow colony, the best Erev possible, with all the shittas. We're not going to get involved of Tzuras HaPesach, you have a gate around the whole bungalow colony. You still need a Ruvei Chatzeres to be able to carry. That's Negeya when a few people live there. If you have your own yard, and you have a big piece of property and you want to be able to carry in your backyard, so you need mechitzas or Tzuras HaPesach, which we'll get to soon, but you do not need a Eruvei Chatzeres. A Eruvei Chatzeres is when you want to include these other people involved, whether if it's you're in a bungalow colony, whether if you're in a development, in the area, a common area, you're making your own Erev. You don't want to use the city's Erev, and you're making an Erev to be able to carry between you and your couple of neighbors. So over there you need an Erev Chatzeres. The same thing is also in a city. You want to carry in the city. So besides in Monsi, these in Erev, they also have to make Eruvei Chatzeres. The reason why it's necessary, the Chacham said, to make Erev Chatzeres, is because the Chacham will choshish that if you're going to carry, really, you're allowed to carry out of your house into the common area. You live in a development, you're in a bungalow colony, you want to carry out of your bungalow into the area to where the swings are. So really, you could carry over there. Why not? It's a Rosh HaSayachid. It's fenced in. Why should you not be able to carry? It's a perfect Rosh HaSayachid. The Chachamim will choshish that a person's going to look at it to carry from his bungalow into the common area looks like carrying from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabim. Why? Because the common area, a lot of people carry over there, are there, and for your bungalow, it's only your place, so it's bedoima like carrying from Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabim, and they were choshish that you're going to come to carry from a real Rosh HaYochid to Rosh HaRabim, which is the Isra HaYitzah Midaraisa. Oh, we're going to get to that. Very good, very good. But we'll get to that in a minute. Gvaldik pointing out that what La'oyer this, the only issue is going from a Rishus HaYachid, let's say your house, into the common area, to the playground, because it's Rishus HaYachid Ki'ilu that looks like Rishus HaRabim. We're going to get to the case of two Rosh HaYachids next to each other, but what comes out in the playground itself? Let's say you never made an Eruvei Chatzeres. You want to use, they made an Erev around Monsi, they made an Erev around the area, but they never, an Erev, I mean to say, they made a string around it, they made walls, but they never made Eruvei Chatzeres. You are allowed to carry in the public area. You went to a hotel for Shabbos. So the problem is to carry from your room into the hallway, which the hallway is looks like a Rishus Harabim. But in the hallway itself, there's no problem to carry. There's no problem to carry, because over there, it's not doesn't look like you're carrying from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus Harabim.
Any Rishus Harabim is like that.
What'd you say?
Any Rishus Harabim is like that. When you carry from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus Harabim, once you're in Rishus Harabim, it doesn't look like you're carrying at all.
No, there is a...
Rishus Harabim is okay.
Oh,
you carry it from here to there. In Rishus Harabim itself, it looks like you're like you happen to be carrying Rishus Harabim. It doesn't look like you went from Rishus HaYochet to Rishus Harabim, which is even worse.
You're saying, you're explaining why in within Rosh Hashanah itself, why there is no issue.
Which in our case, because when you're in the public domain of the bungalow colony, it definitely does not look like you went from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. You're carrying in an okay area,
right?
A place that's mutter, and nobody knows you came from Rosh Hashanah. This Rosh Hashanah.
Not no one knows. You didn't. You never brought the thing out of your bungalow into the common area. You're carrying in the common area. You're not asking, you're saying you understand why carrying within the common area is not an issue.
It's the same as there, yeah.
Yeah. However, like you're bringing up, Lamaisa in Rosh Hashanah itself, this is Issa Deraisa of being Mavra Dalad Amas for Rosh Hashanah. So why are you allowed to carry in a Chatzar without a Ruvi Chatzeroys? Telling me because he's no mavir, it doesn't look like he carried from Shas HaYochet to Shas HaRabim, but in the chatzer itself, in the area, in the park, why is that not, person's going to see, hey, if I could carry in this park, even though these walls, there's a lot of people, looks like a Shas HaRabim, so you should have the same question, issue, that it's going to look like you're allowed to carry Dalad Amas for Shas HaRabim. If them's up the Prisha, then no. People don't look at a chatzer, a playground with a lot of people, that it's Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, in the chatzer itself, you're allowed to carry. Obviously, if these walls, it's a proper Rosh Hashanah. But to carry from your house into the playground, that people look at it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, because the playground, klape your house, looks like Rosh Hashanah. The playground itself, whatever, you have the neighbors playing there. It doesn't look like Rosh Hashanah. But the playground, legabi, your own house, walking out, people could mistake to think that you're allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah.
Is there a difference in this context between, for example, a building in Eretz Yisrael, we have apartments and a hallway. The apartments are Rosh Hashanah, the hallways are Rosh Hashanah. But the hallway is a common area to between a bungalow colony when you have a bungalow. And you have a backyard, where the backyard is also Rosh Hashanah because it's fenced in, just like the houses. That by the case of bungalow, we just spoke that it could be a chashasha that's going to look like you're being metalta, and then you'd be chashash to the building, or it's the same thing.
Same thing. It happens to just be in Eretz Yisrael. You're usually in your buildings, you don't make Eruv Chatzeris because you have an Eruv. You're in Yerushalayim, there's an Eruv. And even if you don't carry an Eruv, we'll get to that soon. Yerushalayim's Erev makes Eruv Chatzeris. So even if you're going to want to be Machmer not carrying Yerushalayim Erev, or you're going to want to be Machmer not carrying the Monsi Erev, and even if you're going to make a Eruv Chatzeris in your development, people have their block, their area has an Erev, a bracha you're not going to make on the Erev Chatzeris.
He's talking about the same building.
Yeah.
The Erev in the city is not helping in the building.
Well, for sure it is. It definitely is. Why not?
The building itself always considers just around that needs an Erev.
No, 1 second. The Erev Chatzeris that they make in the whole town, I don't see a tzad. He wants to know if it's better or klapi. It's the same Rosh Hashanah. If you have a good Erev around the town, let's say they worked out to have a gate around the whole town. They have a perfect Erev. Let's say square, they have a gate around most. We're not going to go into the details right now, but you have a good Erev. If you have a good Erev, so it's walled in, it's Rosh Hashanah Gomer. It's exactly like an apartment building. It's the same thing. Just because apartment building doesn't rain in, it's closed in. But you need a Eruv Chatzeris. By both, you need a Eruv Chatzeris. So the apartment buildings in Eretz Yisrael, you also need a Eruv Chatzeris. That common area is you need a Eruv Chatzeris.
It's hard for me to grasp. Where does halacha say that we say that we don't care about the reality and we're choshish to whatever michzi, whatever it's called, you're going to be compared and think that the guy is betata for himself, there's just rabbin? Because a park obviously seems way more that a person is moving out. and doing something probably there's something we are building or a hotel, like we said, doesn't seem that way.
So I think it does seem. Even in a building,
like,
also.
It's like we're not, for example, a regular, not a Ruach HaTzeiros. We don't really go inside that Nalacha, I think, and say, what does it look like? We say that the Tzoras, the Pesach, there's a string, there's a this. That's a Halacha. Bimele, it's a different Rishus. We're not going into what it looks like. Where in this case, we're saying, yeah, Taka, the rights, that's Vade Mutter. But Mechoshish, maybe it's going to look like.
So in. Overall, when what we say Marasayan or what people are going to think, when the Chachamu were Geyser, when they weren't Geyser, I don't know. But what we see over here where they were Geyser from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into the park, which looks like going into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. From your apartment in an apartment building in Eretz Yisrael into the hallway looks like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim also, just like a park. Doesn't make a difference if you shear the area with one person or 20 people. The idea is not because the park feels like Forshay Road. The Vart is because there's more people that use it. It looks like a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. More people. And the same thing as an apartment building also. Now, when you have your piece of property in your backyard, it could be a mile big, an acre. I'm not going into car for that. You have a regular used backyard and you put a Tzuras HaPesach around. Tzuras HaPesach has a din mechitza. It's as if you put in a proper wall around. Just like if you put a wall around your backyard, it's enclosed. It's 100% a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So when you put strings around it and poles, which we'll get to soon, Be'ez Hashem, if you do it properly, those Tzuras HaPesach, those poles and strings are mechitzas. It's exactly as if it's walled in. I hear you saying when you go there and you ask a person, you ask a guy, is this thing closed in? He doesn't see anything closed in. It's as wide open as possible. There happens to be these strings. So that why over there it looks...
They use strings and not telephone wire.
Telephone wire also, if it's done properly.
That's even less.
What say?
If they use strings, they just put a lechi and they left the telephone wire, it's like... Then you can't tell at all. Using the city's wires for the air.
See, very good. Gevaldik, what you're pointing at. Gevaldik. These are shmooze about it. If you need, first of all, if you need to put it L'Shem Erev. And that's the pashtus, you don't have to. When we use telephone wires, it's not L'Shem Erev. So pashtus, you don't have to use L'Shem Erev. But really, on top of that, there's also a different discussion, which is pretty pashit. The Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be nicker. Which means even you could put a fisher string on top. It doesn't have to be nicker. By a mavui, these are then a lechi, a kaira, that's for a hacker. But Tzuras HaPesach doesn't have to be nicker. It's not about that if you see a Tzuras HaPesach or not. You need a machitza. Once you have a machitza, the machitza is closed in. It's like it is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So that's it. It's nothing about seeing, about knowing. When you walk around in Muncie and... people that are into the Erev Chap, which Erev, we are these suicide, what's going on? But technically, you just have to know. You call up the Erev hotline to tell you where the Erev is, and you walk around, and it's good. You don't have to see where the Erev is and understand the Erev. As long as these are Tzuras HaPesach, which makes it as it is a wall, it's walled in, and it's an Rosh Hashanah Yachid. It is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Let's get back to now... very good. The Ilm's handling Gevaldik. We'll see how much we get into. I wanted to go on into Tzuras HaPesach, so that's what we're learning. But this is an important introduction, also the part of Eruv HaTzeiros, to understand that it's very nice. You have Tzuras HaPesach, but when you're sharing area with somebody else, you need Eruv HaTzeiros. Now, you mentioned very good, Yehuda. You mentioned very good that a good shaila, which is a discussion in the Bir Halacha. We spoke about two cases. One is from your house into the park, into the bungalow colony's common area. And then we spoke about with carrying within that park, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, it's walled in. Over there you can carry. From your house into the park, you cannot carry without making a Eruv HaTzeiros. What's about, which is extremely common, and we're talking about, let's see, there is an Erev outside, no Erev, not relevant. You shear, you have a house, and you have a tenant downstairs. You live downstairs and upstairs. The only thing that is mafsek between your house and the neighbor is a door. 1,000 examples, but there's no going, you don't have to go out to a chatzar, you literally open or like a window or even a door. you live downstairs, upstairs is just a door that's from between upstairs and downstairs. Could you open the door and bring stuff from inside to outside? This case has happened. Just a small example, let's say somebody has a shul and he lives next to the shul and there's no Erev and never brings things. It happened once, Shal Shudas, they needed to bring food from the house. The person who wasn't part of the shul, could you bring through one from one house to the next house? So a pashtus you should be allowed, because the whole chashash was saying is carrying from your house, your bungalow, into the common area. So that looks like from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, as opposed to carrying from your house to your neighbor's house through that door. That's really just merishus l'rishus, and that's not, even if it's a real without an Erev, there's no merishus ayachid or shus ayachid, it's two rishus ayachids. It's like having two Erevs over here, these different sections. One rishus ayachid, another rishus ayachid. So the Bir Alocha brings from the Sheshanim L'David that it should be, it's mutter. You're allowed to, even without an Erev, Eruv Echatzeris, you're allowed to carry from your house to your next door neighbor if there's just its attached house and there's just a door in between. However, the Bir Alocha brings a Taisis Yomtiv, and this is an Erev and Perek Zayin Mishnah Aleph. The Taisis Yomtiv says no. Once they made a Gzeira that you're not allowed to carry from your house into the Chatzar, I think it's together like a Loy Plug, the Mele Huadin, you're not allowed to carry from your house into a different house also. Even though the next house is also Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and there is no Mechsi, it doesn't look, a person's not going to mistake, oh, if I'm allowed to carry from my house through the door to my neighbor's house, I'm allowed to carry from Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But once they made such a gzera, so to speak, of changing a different type, a different Rishus, so it's not only from your Rishus into a Chatzah Huadin, it's from your Rishus into somebody else's Rishus also, it's Aser. The Bir Alocha says he's machriya like that lechumra, and the Shaar Tzion also Chazanish says like that lechumra that you're not allowed.
Mashma that even if it would be the biggest heter is the Rosh Hashayachid, like when we do mechitzas and it's all to turn it into Rosh Hashayachid, and still we're saying this
right from one exactly. This
Ptor would also be the same, and the Mekayim Ptor to Mekayim Ptor, even though it's Ptor is the biggest thing, it still would be awesome.
Yeah. I thought you were calling this. You mean, what would be the case? What would be the example? What do you mean if you have two areas? So why should that be better? You're saying based if you can't
from the same, because you're saying like you're saying even a place that's mutter like Shusayachid, we're still saying that.
The thing is, by a Malkum Tour, we're talking about if it's not walled in. So then Stamba's like, it's really a different child. Here we're focused that it's a real Rosh Hashanah Yachad. You're allowed to carry within Rosh Hashanah Yachad, and you're allowed to carry within the next Rosh Hashanah Yachad also. It's just a question of, could you cross over the border, cross over the line from one Rosh Hashanah Yachad to another Rosh Hashanah Yachad? These know each Rosh Hashanah itself. It's questionable about carrying. What do you gain with a Ruve, with a Erev? But Akopan from Rosh Hashanah Yachad to Rosh Hashanah Yachad, were you allowed to carry within the Rosh Hashanah Yachad? The shayla is if the gzeira, the machayv, and the ruach chetzeris is machayv from one to the next. What do you gain with a ruach chetzeris? This is also important. We're not going through ganze hilchas ruach chetzeris. It's menhi simanim also in chelak dala, but this is also important for the basic overview. The Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Vav Sif Aleph, if a lot of Eruve Chatzeris, Chatzah Shahar Babatim Sukham Latoicha. A lot of people have houses that go into one common area. You know, they carry there. Until you make Eruve Chatzeris, the Hainu. What do? You take bread from everybody, Shagoyvim Pasma Kobayas or Bayas, and you put it in one of the houses. This is good to know, because if you're carrying the Monsi Erev, you're carrying your neighbor Erev, and your bungalow colony, even if you don't know about it, this is what's done. And everybody gives a bread, and if you didn't give the bread, they will mazaket for you. One person buys the bread and gives it to every shalidekach. What do you gain? What do you gain? What do you accomplish by this collection of bread of matzah? What you gain is chalikus rishayim. What you gain, shitas harambam that the Mishnah Brura brings is, if, since you put this box of matzah, this bread, you put it in somebody's house. It's actually put in the shul, but you put it in one location. It's as if everybody lives in that house, and how the Rambam understands, everybody lives everywhere. In other words, the whole place becomes like a single family house. It happens to me. There's a lot of families. Like, you rent a house with a whole bunch of siblings in one big house. Over here, it's as if it's it's one Rosh Hashanah. Instead of everyone having their own house and going into the chatzar, it's as if everybody lives in that, in the shul, and everybody lives in this house, and everybody lives in every single house. That's how the Rambam learns, how Mishnah Berurah brings the Rambam. The Pashtus Machshmoyis of the Shulchan Aruch is more like Rashi, which is a little bit easier to understand. Everybody lives in that house where the food is. That's what the food is for. It's food for everybody. Everybody lives in that house. And in Mela, let's try to understand. We have a bungalow colony with 20 bungalows going into a chatzar. So instead of everyone going from their house into the chatzar, which seems like you're going from my house, my bungalow, into the chatzar, as if from Rosh Hashayacha to Shusha Rabim, what everybody is, everyone's living now in this house over here, this bungalow, and in Mela, it's not Rosh Hashayachid looking in, like looks like from Rosh Hashayachid into Rosh Hashayachid. It's all the same thing. Everybody lives in this house. It's as if you live in your own piece of property with one house, right? And there's 100 people in the family living on that one house, and you go out to the back. That's Rosh Hashayachid, Rosh Hashayachid. It doesn't look like going into Rosh Hashayachid. So that's the accomplishment of Eruv Chatzeres also. It's going, everybody lives in this location. And the Mela, everyone could go into the chatzar, and everyone could go into every house. What'd you say?
So it's a result that the Mela, the backyard, is a personal backyard?
Yes, or the park in the bungalow colony is personal, but it's personal to everybody. So which means it's like there's a big family living in one house, and that big family goes out to the park to play. Instead of everybody coming from their house into the park, and the Mela looks like Rosh Hashayachat Rosh Hasharabim, everybody's coming from this one house, and they're going to play in the park. They're going to the other houses also to sleep. They need more space. They might eat there as well also. That's the oiftu of Eruv Tafshi, Eruv Chatzeres. There's a little bit, this is a prat of a din, but there's also a way, so to speak, out that you don't have to. Let's say somebody owns the bungalow colony and he has things in each bungalow. I'm not going to go into the protodinum what he does have and he doesn't have, and if it's considered, and if he has a fridge, but he lets the person that he rents use it, is that considered he has something? But let's say he has something in that house, then it's considered like the balabayas. It's all, he's the main property, and everyone is like kind of staying with him. So vaita, you don't need a ruvich
hatzeris. It's the same thing with the owner and the tenant. Back there.
If the owner has like storage, it's a very good. What you're saying about appliances is actually a good shaila. It's considered,
campus appliances, whatever it is that he may have that's on the other side of that door. A lot of times they keep half the basement for themselves, the other half is for the tenant. So whatever is in his half of the basement, obviously.
If you leave storage there or you have your items, then it's not a shaila. Yes, you're right. Let's say
their own half of the basement. And then, so that doesn't help because the door is still
after that part. Storage part, exactly.
The appliances, all those expensive things that he's not letting the tenant take with him, that makes it part of his own property. It's not a tenant anymore.
It's a shyle if the appliance is considered, when you give the apartment, you give the house. That's also like a discussion about a hotel, which is a good shaila. If you go and by making a Eruv Chatzeres could really be complicated. You talk to the hotel guy, it's not posh it. But anyways, what'd you say? That's all. We'll get to that also in a minute, mamash in a minute. But in your case, in other words, a tenant with the fridge, the freezer, the shaila is when you give it over to the tenant. When the tenant now, just like the house itself belongs, you rented it. It's not posher that a fridge that you let him use now it's his. You rent. Could you come and take the fridge?
You have to take care of it. They'll call you and tell you that you're.
You have to take care of it. But I'm the landlord. Can I come and take the fridge now? I own the hotel and I rent the room to the guy. Can I come and take the bed out? So by the hotel, they want to maybe say you could come and you could switch beds. Maybe, yeah. What do you mean? I gave it to, I rent, the tenant has it now. I can't go and take the fridge away.
It's a rental, obviously, but you can see when, if anything fails, and then the
you have to replace. Good.
Yes, the landlord. Sorry.
Good. I hear. Good point. It's a discussion, but a good point. You're saying that you see that he has to replace it, so maybe.
So which means the tenant is not the same as two neighbors who have only a window separating or a door.
Richtig. Means even al atzat from one neighbor to the next neighbor is a shaila bi alachas machri, that it's a problem.
Or from the tenant to the landlord, the landlord to the tenant, may be different. If the landlord is the one who owns something in the tenant's apartment. The tenant can't go to the landlord.
No.
The landlord can go to the tenant.
No. Both ways. No. They could go either way. Just like a general concept of the Eruv Chatzeiros, if everybody is considered like they live in the main house, so over here, it's like the landlord lives in the whole house is his house. Amela, it goes both ways. It can't be that only one person could and one person can't. The concept is that there's no mechzi from one reshus to a different one person to the next person or even to a chatzer, because everybody lives in this main house.
Does that mean that anybody could walk into that main house without knocking? If he lives there, I don't have to knock before I go into my own house. I don't know.
No, you're saying that everyone lives there. So what's does it mean that if it's the guy doesn't let his machbits for people to come in, is that a mine? I don't know. It's an interesting shaila. If it's considered everyone's living there, so does it have to be talked about to everyone's living there? They could go in. I want to try to get a little bit even into Tzuras HaPesach. That's really what the focus was. Just very quickly, in Ruvi Chatzeris, it's not done every week. It's really done. It's done once a year. That's why it's done with matzah. Also, matzah could cover, go over a Pesach as opposed to challah. The Bialacha brings some achroilim. There's a mile of doing it every week. There are others. The Shari Tshuva brings the Arizal that did it every week. Mi'idach, there's a downside of doing it every week, because if you forget a week, then you're in trouble. So
it has to be done once a year. Can't do it once a year.
I looked around for that. The Noyag is to do it once a year. I don't think that it even has to be done once a year also. You do it once and it's good to go. I looked around, not enough, but I looked around, and the Pashtus of Shazi, you do it once a year, because like this, you know, if the matzah got lost, you stay focused. If there's new people, someone's on top of it. Be a soidai. It's good to go. It's set up. The matzah's there. Everyone has bread. Whoever lives there. And if somebody else comes in... Yeah, what's it?
No, if someone else comes in and ownership's changed over a year...
Lamais is like this. It happens to just be that if a new person comes... And let's say you have a bungalow colony in the winter and 10 families came up. You made an era for that week. And then somebody came in later on. So the halach is that he could be mevatel's rishus. It's not a problem. Just he could be mevatel's rishus. So if you have a neighborhood, there's an era of, let's say, around the whole area, Chveis, Olympia or something, and a new person moves in the middle of the year. So either they could be, if it's add on, or he could be mevatel his rishus, which means... Just like when there's an Erev into that house, everybody lives there. He could just exclude himself as he doesn't have his own house. It's a halacha, a side halacha. You do need rishus from everybody. So by Yidin, it's pretty simple in most of the cases. And even if you don't tell them, you mezaka them, it works. However, by a goy, how do you do it? So that's really problematic. You have to get... Rishus, you have to get him included also. So how do you do that? So the Ramah speaks about it. The Mechaber has more of an issue. The Ramah in two places. The Ramah says you could rent it from the Sar Shoifet. The Lashon is Megizbar Amelech. The Mishnah Berurah over there says it doesn't have to dafka be Megizbar Amelech. It could be even as Lashon is Kol Eved Ma'avod Avaktanim. Anybody under, doesn't have to be the Melech, the President, the Governor, even somebody very low down. Two Ramah in two places. And the mayor of a pashtus, a mayor would be the same thing. You could get permission from the mayor. Lamaisa, there's a big discussion about it, as my name, if the mayor has any power. The idea is because the melech or his shofet, he's smiling. You wonder if the mayor of New York City will even give it. We'll get to the bar park just one prat, lagabi this, of giving rishus. But anyways... getting rishus from the mayor, rishus means to rent it, is a discussion. Does he have any power whatsoever? Does he have any koyach b'chlal on somebody's property? Some say that is the easement, the piece of property next to the street. Some places the town has to take care of the sidewalk, the grass near your property. So that's, it's a shaila. So what am I getting with this? Just second Menachem, just to understand that even if you have a perfectly good area of around the town, walls, no shailas whatsoever, you still have to take care of a Ruvi Chatzeris, which means you have to have everybody bought into this area of Chatzeris, which by Goyim it could be really complicated. How do you get their rishus? Now, that's again only to carry, let's say you have an Erev of Amantzia and there's a Shaila, it could be questionable how to get the Goyim. It's only carrying from your house into the onto the street, but onto the street itself, we mentioned before, you could carry. That's not a Shaila even without Erev Chatzeres. So even if you're not going to like that they rely on getting permission from the mayor or whatever, the Koyach, the one of Ramapo, that much is only questionable going out of your house into the street. But in the street itself, you could carry. But yeah, Menachem.
I mean, we know that even if the town might let us do something, the county and state might not.
It's good. Very, Menachem, very good. It's Taka, a good point. Yeah, yeah, Vada, Vada. We know that well, Taka. So even if the town lets, it could be a conflict of interest to the county. So you're right, Taka. It's interesting. It's interesting. We have to talk about, maybe we'll try to be mavar from the people that take care of the Erev, how they talk and get, from who do they get permission. It's a good shaila. Even if the town gives permission, certain things, and it is a fact like that, that the county could override, the state could override. So it's a good shaila, talk with the permission. It's a good point. What did you say?
What was he saying?
We'll leave. I want to just finish also to cross-reference. That was the night coil, but we'll get to that. I want to just... okay, so that's about that. What's about if a Yi doesn't want? That's also could be negay. It was very negay when they made the Borough Park Erev. Not going in if it's good, if it's not good. That's not the needed over here. But what is the needed is talking about the Erev Chatzeres, right? So they made an Erev, whether if it's good or if it's not. It was an issue that there were people over there that opposed the Erev and did not want to give their property into the Erev Chatzeres. So they could build a beautiful Erev, it's Gevaldik. They maybe have Tzuras HaPesach, which works, everybody would agree with, Dalsus, everything. But Lamaitha, these people over there that oppose it. You need everybody. That's klar. You need every yid and every goy. You need everybody, because if you have one person, so then weiter, it's considered. If you, let's say we have 100 people, you're asking very good. You have 100 people, 99 people will ask him to join in. So now all 99 people live in this one house from them going into the chatzar. But the chatzar is used for 100 people, because you have one person that's doesn't want to be part of it, and the mail of the chatzar is used by 100 people, and the house, going from the house, this Erev Chatzeres house into the chatzar is 99 people. So Navaita, it's mechsi, going from a Shusayacha to Shusaram would be a problem. So what's the Gabi Borough Park, people didn't want to give in to use to let them the chatzar. So Reb Chatzkarot, which was one of the poiskim that came out laheter on the Erev, said right there with this svar of getting rishus from the mayor. In other words, just like the mayor, if we relied for the goyim over there that don't shter, so the mayor could also rent the property of the yidin that don't want to give their rishus over for Eruv
Chatzeres. Their house or their garden?
And then, so that's the negay of that. Also, it's important to note that goyim also, it's only an issue if you have more than one, if there's more than one yid with goyim, which this is negay in certain places. If somebody is the only yid in an entire apartment building, he does not need a Eruv Chatzeres. The whole reason for Eruv Chatzeres, why you need to include a goy, I'm sorry, is because a goy, why do you have to include a goy? You have to include, really, a deer of a goy is not called a deer, so he doesn't shter. Means if you get all the yid and you have 20 yid and a 50 goyim, you could just ignore the goyim, they're not even chal. The teretz is, the chacham made a gzeir, you have to get the goyim to be part of your Eruv Chatzeres, because the chacham didn't want you to live with goyim, the yilmedum and maaseim, don't live with the goyim. So they made you have to make include them also. It's harder, and maybe you're going to think twice before you move into the area with goyim. However, if it's all goyim and one yid, it's a milsad leishchicha v'legazer be'rabbanon. So this is negei lemaise. It happens. Somebody lives in an apartment building. He's the only yid in that apartment building. It's negei lemaise. So if you don't need a ruvah chatzeris. Mamish, one more minute, and I'm sorry, it's overtime, just even to open up what we're learning about in Tzuras HaPesach. At Kan is all in the halachas of Eruv Chatzeres. Eruv Chatzeres, again, is even if you have a Rashus Hayachid Gomer, Lemaisa, you still have a problem when it's more than one person. Your backyard Rashus Hayachid Gomer, you're good to go. But if there's a lot of people, there's a new problem. Mechsi, you have to have Eruv Chatzeres. Now, let's just go, Mamish, for 1 minute, making a place a Rashus Hayachid. You're allowed to carry on Rosh Hashayachat. Rosh Hashayachat, the definition of Rosh Hashayachat, the beginning of Chelek Dalad, Rosh Hashayachat means that it's Mukav Mechitzas. You have to have walls around it. Whether if there's one person, whether if there's 100 people, you need walls around it. Either walls or Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach, like the Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Vav, Shin Samach Beis, I'm sorry, says that you have Konami Khan, the Konami Khan, one pole on this side, one pole on this side, and a pole or a string on top. That's a Tzuras HaPesach. It looks like a doorway. So either one is good. Mechitza Tzuras HaPesach also looks like a Mechitza. And that's Gevaldik. Very good. You have either Mechitzas or Tzuras HaPesach. And it's done. Finished. Very good. Parshat. In Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach, which most of our Erevin, Monsi, other places, they don't put up walls. You walk around any town. There's no walls. What they do is they build a whole Erev made out of Tzuras HaPesach. So be aside, it sounds pretty simple. Konami Khan, Vekonami Khan, Vekon Al Gabeim, and Skavaldik. Make a whole bunch of them. How much space in between, how big the wall, it's good. However, being that these halachas, how a doorway is supposed to look, if not, like the Gemara speaks about in Erevin and in Menachas, Lagavi Mezuzah, Pischei Shamoy, you have a damaged doorway, it's not considered a doorway. So Mamela, you have to have, it has to be a good doorway, which Konamikam Al Gabeim. There are many, many halachas, and this is where it all starts, and this is what we're learning when we go into Tzuras HaPesach, to make sure that it's done right, as opposed to the Kana on top, has to be on top, not on the side. If it's very slanty, it's a shaila. That's let's see, if the Kana on top is sagging, it's a shaila. If that's a Tzuras HaPesach min hatzad, the two on the side, let's say if the pole on the side doesn't, it's not reaching the ground, there's a space more than three tefachim, less than three tefachim, it's lavud. Or let's say it's not your tefachim high, let's say the pole is shaky. All these things are very questionable. The whole Tzuras HaPesach also has to be the right Tzuras HaPesach. There's a big discussion. Let's say these bushes inside the Tzuras HaPesach, which is very, very common. You do it in your backyard in the back and you make a Tzuras HaPesach. So your property line has bushes, but it's not high your tefachim, so you can't use it as a wall. So you put two poles and a string over. Ah, it's a Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach, you have to be able to walk through. That's a discussion as well. And all these dinim and much, much more make a very big shaila legabi when we rely. This is already a shaila for the who knows how long in the poskim about using telephone wall, poles and wires for Tzuras HaPesach. All these and many more make shailas. And Be'ez Hashem will continue. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Everybody coming through the fire.